Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, we made it another week. It's the Healing Revolution, and you, after the show today, will be on your way back home to see your kids, your wife.
Yay! Yes.
It's
after
a celebration.
3.5 weeks.
Celebrate good times. I'm so glad you'll be able to do that, and grateful that you were able to help your dad the way you have been. So
yes, and on Monday,
yep,
I will not sound like I am speaking from a Dixie cup tied to a string.
That would be lovely. I'm looking forward to that too.
Oh, you know, I love having my laptop. It's really been, you know, a lifesaver, but in a lot of ways. But this internal microphone thing on the laptop stinks. So
yeah, I know. Well, I'm looking
back
forward
to the studio on Monday.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of good times coming ahead. So, hey, listen, we have some calls to take, or at least one I'm going to squeeze in. Liam Sheff's coming up with some really interesting news about his ancestry. Wow, breaking news, we got that. Of course, the Healing Revolution, Dr. King, we've got allergies on tap, and who knows what else we'll cover. But yeah, really cool. In studio, I'm scheduling Dr. Lynn Lafferty. She's scheduled to come in studio here and talk about MS and the gut. I'm hoping we can get her patient in, but I won't count on that. But we've got lots of cool stuff here for the Healing Revolution. But let's start by taking a call related to the allergy topic that we are covering today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
Stephanie Ann, as you know, I'm the mother of three kids who have severe food allergies, and we've been trying to heal their bodies naturally. We've been doing a good job at it, but as you know, I've always bugged you about wanting to know how you went from being the poster child of allergies to being a healthy individual. So I was just wanting to know exactly what you did so that my husband and I can try and help our kids heal their bodies as you did. Thanks for all the great work you're doing. Keep it up. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. That was Stephanie. And no, you don't always bug me about that. You know how
she's
there are people
always bugging you. Jeez.
I tell you what, I love hearing from my listeners.
Just
are you kidding?
Kidding.
No, they're not bugging. You're not bugging me, Stephanie. No, I love the question, too. Now, we are going to go into a lot of allergy stuff at the bottom of the hour with Dr. King, so we'll get there. But I just want to reemphasize and reemphasize and emphasize, reemphasize again, that my journey out of being the poster boy for every allergy known to man wasn't until not only did I discover homeopathy for my own life and relieve those symptoms, but it was the deeper protocols that restored the integrity to my gut, to my gastrointestinal system, as well as the detoxification of my liver. Now, my upbringing, and you know the Super Don, it was before we were dealing with the GMOs so much. We just had to deal with antibiotic and pesticide residues more often than not, maybe additives and preservatives and colorings and flavorings, that kind of thing. So now it's a little bit more difficult, and I think there was another question we had on Facebook yesterday about cleansing the GMO issue. Now, I healed my gut primarily with homeopathic medicine and probiotics at the time before I learned about the silver and the aloe protocol, and that was a major leap forward because now it can accelerate people that are suffering this way that want to get through it faster. So for me, I would do 1 ounce, half an ounce. Kids would be maybe a quarter ounce to a quarter ounce of aloe, but half an ounce for larger adults or even larger adults, a full ounce of aloe and silver together with the aloe vera juice, organic aloe vera juice, mixed together, put in a shot glass or whatever, drink it right down. Don't hold it in your mouth 3 times a day prior to meals. Replenish probiotics at night. You can do also some of the GI homeopathic symptom remedies that we'll mention with Dr. King as well, because that's the energetic component. I would definitely recommend L-glutamine. I would definitely recommend utilizing silicon, high doses of the silicon. That is 5,000 milligrams for an adult of the food-grown, the Alta Health product, silica, because that will also accelerate connective tissue reintegrity, I should say. And that's critical because all of these large protein molecules and other things that are slipping through the gut lining that aren't supposed to are triggering these hyperimmune responses and allergic reactions. And Stephanie, if your kids are reacting more in the spring right now because you're in an area of high pollen and stuff, there are specific regional mixes that King Bio has. We'll talk about that as well. So outsourcing your liver. We can't outsource our liver. We need to insource it. So we've got to restore integrity to the liver. So I'm increasing selenium levels. I'm doing homeopathic detoxification remedies. I'm doing coffee enemas, although at the time, I'll be honest with you, I was a little scared to do them when I was younger in this in my 20s. I was like, no, I'm a little too intimidated by that. So I understand if people are reluctant. Super Non, that means you, to do the coffee in this way.
I like cream and sugar, though. What are you doing that day?
No cream and sugar in this way. Dang. All right. Promise you. No taste buds. Listen, this is the thing. The key is find the way that works for you. Homeopathic detoxifying remedies, that might be sufficient. Increasing selenium, milk thistle, dandelion, Ayurvedic liver detox formulas. Increasing glutathione levels, including the selenium, but the NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, whey protein, the untreated, unheated whey protein. These are all methods by which we can restore integrity to the liver and detoxify that which needs to be detoxified. Now, in a few short minutes, I can't be overly comprehensive. There's just no way to do that. So, Stephanie, if you follow just some of the guidelines I said and incrementally add one or another along the way, you'll help restore the integrity of these kids. But I will say what I did perhaps is considered the most difficult, or it certainly was more difficult when I did it. I switched all my food over to organic. I did. And this was back in the early 90s when it was much more difficult. And so it becomes very critical to take your kids out of the defensive posture of all these pesticide-laden foods coming into their bodies, and they're always having to defend themselves, always having to address inflammation of the gut due to these synthetic poisons. So cleaning up what goes into your body is as critical, if not more critical, than anything I said of a supplemental nature. We've got to stop the fire. We've got to stop the inflammation. The silver and the aloe driving it down there also cools the inflammation, but if you continue to put fuel in there, like the pesticides and these nasties, that's another issue. Now, add to that the insult of genetically modified organisms. Yeah, Antonio posted that to my Facebook page yesterday during the show. I couldn't get to the question. He says, can the silver aloe protocol neutralize the GMO issue? Now, it's a loaded question, and I can't answer that specifically. I will know it will heal tissue that has become inflamed. That I do know. Whether it will bind out GMOs, I don't know, but I do know this, that when you start doing the right thing, when you put the correct kind of food in there, these genetic abominations have no chance for success because they are abominations designed for some specific purpose, not long, healthy, vital cellular life. So I feel that over time, even though we're disrupting genetic integrity, we can restore it simply by cleansing, detoxing, reducing inflammation, and stopping the influx of those GMOs on top of everything else. So there are also homeopathic GMOs, if you will, that are in some of the King Bioremedies that are in the environmental triggers. So I would say that that, combined with the silver aloe, will be comprehensive enough to undo some of the damage over time because the body will reject the expression of DNA that does not support good, healthy life when given the proper environment or terrain to do that in. Super Don, was I making any sense there?
Absolutely. And I just want to just mention real quick here, you know, that we appreciate the questions, you know, and Antonio from New York City posting on Facebook that, you know, that you can always put your question on Facebook. You can call us on the phone number 866-939-2355. You can go to the website. There's lots of ways to ask your questions. We really appreciate the questions. We're happy to answer them anytime that we can.
Absolutely. And you can get a lot of the things, the probiotics we love, Dr. O'Hara's, you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. One more thing I have to add to it is Dr. Kleinsmith, you know, we talk about the immune tree colostrum. That can also accelerate not only the enhancement of immune function, but the restoration of gut integrity. So there you go. The immune tree colostrum, add into the mix, and you're on your way to good health and healing. Coming up, what is it with the ancestry of Liam Sheff? Did he find somebody in his history that he actually likes? Stand by. Very cool. Then Dr. King with the Healing Revolution, more on allergies. And Dr. Lynn Lafferty coming up talking MS, gut ecology, and more. A sensational Healing Revolution Friday on tap for you right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Watson, come here quick. I need you. Watson, are you there? Watson.
That's not actually what was said.
No, I know it's a paraphrase. Come on. I'm Alexander Graham Belitsky. You are, what's the guy's name?
Thomas, hold on. Thomas what? Augustus Watson.
Okay. And, of course, Alexander Graham Bell, telephone, Watson, come here quick. That's the whole thing. I spilled acid. Come on. Hey, I heard you over the telephone. What was that all about? And why is it related to superhero sidekick Liam Sheff?
Related. But Augustus is a middle name. You know, I love studying ancient Rome, and of course Augustus is everybody's favorite because he came up from being a teenager, and he had an uncle by adoption, or it was maybe an uncle by reality, but he was a son by adoption of Julius Caesar, who was killed by the Senate. And then Augustus, or Octavianus, came into power, and he had the longest, stablest rule in all of Roman history, and he was just a very conservative leader. He tried to make life better for people and so on and so forth, but that's not the story. I'm writing my book. I'm on the 11th chapter. I'm almost done. I'm just writing the section on sort of Big Bang and astronomy and how that's all more or less bunk. Big Bang theory is a myth. It's
right,
really
right.
Just
we
a
already established it was the little Wang theory that got transformed in the PR machine.
I don't have any comments to that.
No, of course not. But the Big Bang theory that came about just recently is that your great-great-grandfather was Thomas Watson.
I know.
Come on, that's pretty cool.
Now, anybody in my family who heard this said you knew that. No, I always thought he was an uncle. Don't ask me why. Don't ask. I don't know why. I always thought of him as an uncle. And now that I've been thinking about it, I think people said, oh, he's a great something. And I didn't tune it in. I don't know why. Maybe my life was too full of trauma, and I thought, that's nice. How's that going to help me?
Sure. But knowing this now, Liam, what does this explain about your journey, your personality, because you're, we've talked about you being the black sheep of the family kind of thing. You've had some major league researchers and big pharma and vaccines that are kind of not our favorite thing, but this guy is a giant in science and for good things.
He was a really cool dude. I never said this about anybody in my family because I'm just not that impressed with them. Not that they haven't accomplished a lot. I just okay. So he was his father was like, I'm going to get it wrong, but he either worked in a stable or something such thing. I mean, he really was salt of the earth. And then he worked in a machine shop. So he was good with machines, good with his hands, and machines at that point are sort of different things than we're thinking of now. And then he worked in an electrician shop, and he was contracted by this guy at the local university named Bell to start building these machines, harmonic telegraphs, and he was good at it, apparently really good at it, and they began a collaboration. And he was building all of these things for Bell and with Bell, and they got him to work. And that's the thing that we call a telephone, which is pretty crazy. And no, I don't have any of that money. And that's the reason I think that I don't know that, because he's lived his life rather freely. He traveled all over the world, or he took really big trips anyway. He became in his 50s, he became a...
What did he become?
He became a Shakespearean actor in his 50s.
Isn't that interesting? I think you're the reincarnation of this guy, Watson. Maybe. You love
there's,
that.
There's he had a daughter named Helen, who was my great grandmother, who was one of the first doctors in the United States, female. She married Milton Winternitz, who was the first Jewish dean of Yale Medical School who abandoned the Jewish faith, and his kids were my grandmother, and then my mother, and then there's me. So, you know, I'm in a direct line of women. You know, three women in this direct line from Watson, and it's just very interesting to me. He became involved in spiritualism. He was, according to Susan Cheever, who's a writer, who's also a great granddaughter of his, so she's some cousin of whatever. She's a writer; people know her. She's actually more famous for her like writing about her addictions and these sorts of things. But that's whatever. Some people write about that. She wrote a thing called Treetops. So he built this thing, this place in New Hampshire, and it sounds like this you know Yancy fancy place, but I've never been there. I mean, I've never been there. But
well,
I hope
that now you know about it, you'll go up and visit and report on it.
Nah, I don't know. See, it's that side of the family. They really bug me out. They just really annoy the bleep out of me. They're just all so boring. Yeah, I'm saying it on the air. They're so boring. And that's my grandfather's influence. And he married into that line, and he married my grandmother. My grandmother was a lively spirit. Mm. And she was a little nutty, or more so, but she was lively and funny. And my grandfather was like the stern, Germanic guy from Ohio. He was really bright. Mm-hmm. He went to Case Western Reserve. He joined the military before he did. This is the family lore, and I've no reason to disbelieve it. He was contracted to build the polio lab for Albert Sabin. So that was how he finished medical school. And I guess that was his share of the polio research. I don't know that he did much more than that, but you can actually find papers of his published on polio, and I found one where they're, you know, cutting open monkey heads, and it's just disgusting.
It is disgusting. I like the positive influence I'm hearing now of descendants from Thomas Watson, though. Do you see any other things in your own experience that kind of make more sense based on his life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first loves were I was always a naturalist, and I was always out doing it. Look, we can be whatever we are, and the spirit that makes us that thing. And the difficulty of my life was always feeling confident enough to be the things I really wanted to be that I really just felt, because there was no reflection of them anywhere. And I've tried to tell people, you know, growing up, there was absolutely no reflection back of anything that I was, and it was very difficult. It was very painful. But this guy you know, they all had this idea that to stay in school was a stupid, you know, to get advanced degrees meant that you were just really learning to color in the lines really well and go out and live your life. Never stop learning, never stop being involved. So this guy was writing spiritual tracts at the same, he was doing machine stuff, he was building the telephone. Then he decided to build, to become a farmer. He did that for a couple of years. Then he founded a shipyard that employed, according to Susan Cheever, you know, with a little bit of exaggeration, you know, half or so of eastern Massachusetts during the Depression. He was just a fascinating guy. Again, then he became interested in Shakespeare, and he began to be a Shakespearean actor, and he toured England, parts of England, in these little theaters reading Shakespeare. I don't know if he was the best or the worst, but he was there doing it. So he would go to Liverpool and Bath and other places. So, yeah, it strikes chords in my head because they're the things that interest you in your life that you're in love with and you don't know why.
Right.
You know, the sound of certain accents or the concept of European or worldly travel, or in my late teens when I suddenly, oh God, I mean, my whole life, Asia was a draw, but it was the philosophy. And then it was my early 20s where I studied macrobiotics and these concepts that come through Hinduism and Taoism. My late 20s, just going to school every day, reading tracts from Alan Watts and Joseph Campbell, and then reading you know, the stuff that they were that they were bringing it from was,
sure.
And that's my spiritual background. And this guy is listed on the genealogy thing as being a Muslim. Well, he wasn't a Muslim. He which is hysterical.
He was a Sufi.
He's probably coming from a Catholic background in England, but he really more or less was so sympathetic with Sufi Islam, which is the most sort of let go of all the names of God and worship.
It's kind of like the Gnostic Christians. You know, those were the mystery schools, the more esoteric side of early Christianity, the Sufi mystics, if you will. It kind of transcended any 501c3 religious organization.
Yeah. So that's what he did. And it's wild. He was part of the Robert Browning Society, which sounds like a fan club, but this is this whole school. And I have to go read about it now, but there were these many movements. Alan Watts was one in the 1950s. I think George Bernard Shaw. A lot of these people reached into the Eastern spiritual concepts that were coming over to England. So there was a big movement in England before the Summer of Love. There was a long, prolonged investigation and feeling for this non-denominational, universal concept of it's a very interesting concept that the divine is unknowable, that it splits into many parts and becomes this world of opposition, but this is Maya. This is not real, but we live it as though it's real and we have to. But you also have to keep in mind that you are an operator in a spiritual plane too.
Yes.
And as the Hindus say, the Atman is the soul of the divine that's in all of us. Anyway, yeah, he got this stuff. Nobody else in my family, I don't think
so. Explains a lot, Liam. It does. And we're going to follow up on this probably next week. We got to take a break here. I got Dr. Frank King coming up, but I think it's a cool revelation. You know, I was related to Alexander Graham Belitsky, who I just made up from Poland, a Polish immigrant. And, but you got a real guy, Thomas Augustus Watson. How cool is that? So,
and you know what? This puts me in 1 or 2 degrees of separation from Pete Townsend, who I love because Pete Townsend was just a big accolade of Mayor Baba, and Thomas Watson brought Mayor Baba to America.
Oh, wild stuff. Well, we always have fun getting together with you and learning some new things. And, you know, the very few in the West really take the ancestry kind of concept as seriously as some cultures around the planet. And I think it's fascinating. I'd like to talk to you more about it next week. But I got to go. Thank you, Liam.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, Dr. Frank King. We're going to do more on allergies, just like you wanted me to. Stand by after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash, because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break We stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, papaya leaf extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
She has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it. Healing Revolution continues now. You know, I've told my story many times about being the poster boy for allergies and all the things I had to do to correct them from a gut level, from a liver level, etc. But what about all you that are out there seemingly suffering and not there yet? Can we help you through it without having to resort to toxic medicines? Absolutely. And to confirm it with me right now, Dr. Frank King from King Bio.
Robert, oh man, you're rocking the world out there, and I'm so thankful to be a part of what you've got going on.
Well, we have a lot of fun together, and people look forward to this every week, as do I. And I've covered the allergy issue. I've covered repairing the gut and doing that. We also have talked about that. I thought it'd be interesting to find out more about the broad aspect of allergies, how deep they go. It's not just sinuses, for instance. And, of course, how specific we can be in homeopathy to manage these things while we're on the road to recovery so that we don't have to take liver toxic drugs anymore.
You're so spot on, Robert. You know, the thing with allergies is, believe it or not, just about everybody has them. And most people don't know that they have allergies. Allergies can manifest beyond the stuffy nose and the runny eyes and the itchy skin. You know, allergies go much deeper than that. Allergies can affect every portion of our being, from our skin to our upper respiratory system, to our GI tracts, to all the way to our organ functions, our thyroid metabolism. You know, matter of fact, the most common allergy symptom is fatigue.
Yes, very
fatigue.
True.
You know, how many people have fatigue? We've did some interesting studies, Robert. Here in our clinic, we actually connected every basic embryonic origin of the body. what we mean by that to a measuring device. For example, we did for skin galvanic, we had a connection, you know, to see if the skin responded to, and what we'd do is add certain suspected allergens to the patient and, you know, a small amount and see what part of the body reacted. So we had the skin hooked up. We had the muscle measuring devices connected in. We had respiratory measuring, and we had pulse measuring the, you know, the blood and the heart function. And we also had EEGs.
Mm-hmm.
That's measuring the brain waves.
Right.
So we had EMGs for the muscle, EEGs for the brain, all these different tissues hooked up, wires everywhere. And then we'd introduce suspected allergens. And guess, we did this with hundreds of patients. Guess which tissue was the most sensitive of all the tissues we measured to allergens?
Was it a brand name tissue or one of the generics?
It was not. Was it Charmin? No.
So sensitive, Frank, you are.
Yeah, so good. Actually, the body part mm-hmm. that was most sensitive to allergens, and over 80% of the time, the brain had created a sensitivity. You saw the EEG, the brain waves, were affected by allergens more than any other part of our body.
Well, that could explain a lot of emotionality, even depression associated with allergies.
Yes, depression, our mood changes, our attitudes. It's pretty shocking, you know, to see that that was the most sensitive tissue. And you look around, there are books been written on brain allergies, you know, cerebral type allergies. These are, you know, something we need to be very, very aware of. So the issue is we rarely find somebody that does not have allergies, whether it's affecting our digestive system, whether it's affecting our mood, our energy, our glandular function. How about our weight gain? Yes, Robert, mm-hmm. weight gain. That it was a common issue where the allergens actually affected our glands and organs associated with keeping our metabolism up. And so it would decrease our metabolism and cause this effect where it is causing people to gain weight and they don't know why. I really don't eat that much.
Well, we do know of the gastric and GI imbalances, as I said, with almost every allergy that I found are people with allergies. That's why I focal point on GI health. And of course, you and I have done a lot over the Healing Revolutions together on GI things. So anything we say on allergies, we always want to say, don't forget to care for those symptoms or areas. And if you talk about weight gain or if you're carrying a little extra around your abdomen, there's a reason for it.
That's right. You know, and long term, they've noticed how when you have adrenal stress, you know, that this causes, you know, the increase in cortisol, which creates increased belly fat. And that the belly fat is the worst fat to have. Believe me, I'd rather have it on my chin than on my belly for health
that's,
reasons.
That's because you were a boxer, and if somebody hit you and you had all that fat on your chin, it wouldn't hurt.
Well, it might not look good, but it'd be better for you. Let's put it that way.
Oh, man. Now we're getting into circus-like atmosphere. I love it. So if we talk about all of these things, it's very comprehensive. The allergies related to so many different things, especially what you said, the sensitivity of the brain tissue. Stunning information here. We also know that there are specific triggers for specific people, and there are specific areas of the country that have some things that are almost universally triggering people that are unique to those areas.
That's correct. You know, if you have seasonal allergies, and seasonal meaning it is the season now. Spring is the biggest season for allergens with all the pollen count happening. What happens here is depending on where you live, most often, you know, there's different triggering allergens out there. And so if you live down in Florida there, you're pretty much dealing with allergies all year round. But even then, Robert, you probably know and heard what it locally down in the beautiful Fort Lauderdale area, what allergies are manifesting and when do they manifest the greatest?
Well, in fact, Dr. King, when I was a kid growing up down here, I actually had an allergist. I was introduced because my uncle was a medical doctor. He went to med school with this guy, and 10 years of allergy shots would ensue from there. So the ragweed, the pollen, all those things exist even in more temperate areas where you don't have the extremes of the different seasons. There's certainly seasonal shifts.
Yeah, so what we have found, and we did a thorough study of the different seasonal allergens, and Texas and Oklahoma have certain allergens that pop up with certain trees and things in that area, and the Northeast has their thing, the Great Lakes has their particular allergens, the plains, the deserts, the Rocky Mountains, the Pacific. Heck, we even have an allergy formula for Hawaii.
Nice. We do have listeners in Hawaii. They should know if they don't know about the King Bio Remedies. In fact, there's a map that we've linked up so you can actually go to the area that affects you most, and it's on the Facebook page for King Bio. So check that out. I've got it linked up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. We want to try to make it as easy as possible for you because, Dr. King, frankly, there are a lot of people that don't want to take allergy meds, but they're so miserable and they haven't yet taken the leap to find out that homeopathic medicine can be as effective or more so, and certainly without the additional toxicity to the liver, which then leads back into more fatigue, not less fatigue, as you read the side effects on all the traditional allopathic pharmaceuticals.
That's correct, Robert. And, allergens are cumulative. What I mean by that is, let's say you may have an allergy to grains or to gluten or to wheat or to dairy, and then all of a sudden the seasonal pollens come on, and then maybe you have some allergens to certain foods, have a digestive problem that's creating more allergens. One of those we find so common is lack, that is deficiency of hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
Yes.
And when you have that, we've spoke to about this on the show before, but it's so worth repeating. We have a basic little pH tape you can get in most health food stores or in a drug store or somewhere. And you get this, get a roll of it. It'll last you a good long time. You just tear off about an inch and you take it and you moisten it in your mouth, half of it, and pull it out and just line it up to the little color code.
Yes.
And that color, what match the colors, and it'll give you a number. And, average your salivary pH in your mouth should be around 6.4 to, maybe as high as, 6.8 to 7. But I like that around that 6.4 or 5 range. And that is the ideal salivary pH, which indicates best what your stomach pH is. And most people don't realize this, but they could have all the symptoms of acid stomach, acid reflux. But most of the time, that is not due to too much hydrochloric acid that your stomach needs to digest its food. When you have a lack of your hydrochloric acid, which naturally seems to be a growing problem in our society, especially as we age, we're finding this problem. And people are getting on the anti-acid medications when the problem is you don't have enough acid.
Yes.
You don't digest your proteins. Then those undigested proteins turn to different types of acids that is creating the problem.
That's right, triggering the allergen response.
So the cure is more hydrochloric acid to fix your acid reflux problem.
Exactly. Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to you about some remedies that will help you to do just that. We mentioned the regional allergy remedies as well. The healing revolution continues. If you'd like to reach King Bio during the week, they're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. All the links up at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla! It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So much of the themes of ill health, lack of health, comes down to mineral deficiencies, digestive problems, and that includes the allergic realm, as Dr. King and I have just been talking about this on the Healing Revolution here. Dr. King, you were mentioning the lack of HCl or stomach acid production. Certainly people can take HCl from an external source, but wouldn't we rather trigger the beneficial normalize of function of production? We know there are mineral deficiencies like magnesium at play here, but what can we do homeopathically?
Yes, Robert. One of the things to really look at is how much are we eating? You know, a lot of times people do overeat because they're undernourished, but overeating doesn't always fix undernourished. And so what's happening is we're eating too many depleted foods, and therefore we're continually craving more food, and we're getting too many calories, too much food. It's stressing our digestive system, creating further breakdown in an already weakened digestive tract. So, you know, the problem is not eating more. It's about eating better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, along with that, we can improve. The first step in the primary step in our digestion is that stomach acid. If our proteins don't get broken down in the stomach, then we really lose it. There's no making up for it. The stomach acids actually set reflexes to other parts of our digestive system to say, okay, bring on the enzymes from the pancreas and bring on the bile from the gallbladder. You know, bring on these other digestive reflex responses to help finish the digestion. And if we don't have that hydrochloric acid in our stomach, the beginning stage of digestion, then we're missing out all the way through. And all that food that we eat doesn't get digested completely, and it becomes toxic, and it becomes more of a foe than a friend.
Yeah, and it's important to consider what you just said about overeating. Sometimes it's not a matter of just pure gluttony, because a lot of people might judge a person who is overeating and overweight, but it may be because indeed they are starved of certain trace elements or nutrients, and their body is saying, we must eat more, we must eat more. And there can be emotional things, as we talked about with allergies. It can be a very complicated scenario. And if you're not trained to look at things this way, you could simply toss off a judgment at people that is not based on physiological reality.
Yes. You know, a diet pill is not fixing the cause, as we all know.
Right.
And so, but we want to listen to the symptoms and help lead us to the cause. And that's the beauty of homeopathy. There are things we have for heartburn. If you have a heartburn problem, you take the heartburn formula. Other things you can take, you know, and listen to your body. Listen to the symptoms. You have a lot of gas. You want to take the indigestion formula. You know, if you have, constipation, take the constipation formula. If you have loose stools, take the diarrhea formula. You know, listen to your body and take the products that the body's speaking the loudest in its wonderful language of symptoms. That's the beauty of homeopathy. You simply match products that match your symptoms. And as you do that, step by step, you put all the pieces back together again, and you find your body now working much stronger, being more healthy, and living a longer, more complete and fulfilling life, as we all like.
Absolutely. And of course, the length of life may be have extended to some degree by certain, let's say, interventions of modern medicine, yet the quality of life has gone down. Our seniors or grandparents and perhaps great-grandparents suffering and becoming bankrupted by the cost or expense of the drugs that are not really addressing their underlying condition. There's a story here on Pharmalot where seniors are rationing they're spending on medicines. And, of course, their focal point is, well, can we get the generics out here faster than the prescription items that are still under patent protection? Our focal point would be, hey, why not try homeopathy to address some of these things? And the very worst, it's just not going to hurt you. It's not even going to counteract or contradict any of the medicines that we'd like to see them off.
So spot on you are, Robert. It's just amazing. I can listen to you. You know, matter of fact, my wife has the tendency to want to listen to Robert Scott Bell more than she does me. Does that make
sense? I'm in trouble now. Sorry, Susie.
So it is. It's kind of sad because our seniors, if they can know that there are alternatives, major medicine business, big pharma has really sold that generation into the fact that, you know, you need these medicines and these are the only answers to your problems. And that's obviously, when we think about that statement, that's a very arrogant and off statement. How can we even be able to say that this is the only solution to your problems? The solutions to life's problems, there's so many, and there's so many we're discovering. It's just look at the safer. I call it the logical first choice in medicine, Robert. Mm-hmm. That is, what would be the logical first choice? Let's just rethink for a moment. You know, it would be a medicine that actually corrects the cause behind our problem and not just suppress the superficial symptoms.
Right.
So is it correcting the cause, or is it just chemically manipulating your symptoms so that you feel better?
Exactly. And of course, cost efficiency and effectiveness is something that can't be beat in homeopathic medicine. And that's a, you know, big part of the healing revolution as well. And your mission, Dr. King, is providing these medicines in a very affordable manner that can actually correct these things. And in fact, another thing to remember is there is all the healthcare providers out there that want to learn how to integrate this into their practice, because by goodness, your patients are going to be demanding it if they aren't already. You definitely want to get well versed in it. Tell everybody about the conference coming up for healthcare providers in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes, we do have a conference, a primary conference we put on every year in the spring in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains here of wonderful Asheville, North Carolina. Great place to come visit, see the Biltmore Estate. That date on that is the first weekend in June.
Yeah, I have a June 2nd and 3rd up there, and Asheville is absolutely beautiful. And there's a great place. I know where it's going to be hosted. You'll have a wonderful time. Even you could take the family up there, and it'll be terrific.
Yes, you know, and some of the things on that logical first choice in medicine is the beauty of homeopathy is as you take it, you need less and less and less because it's correcting the cause of your problem. If you find that you're taking a medicine that you need to stay on or take more over time, that is not fixing the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be very careful of these kind of things. Another logical factor in a medicine of first choice is to first try a medicine that doesn't have any side effects, has no known negative drug interactions. Let's be safe. You don't want to go hunting for that pesky little fly with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Let's be reasonable about this. But yet, so many Americans have been programmed into utilizing napalm for, you know, a microbial infection, for instance. And, yeah, you might get lucky and kill the bad guys. You're going to kill a host of good guys, and you're going to damage your tissue of your body, which is, you know, even the brain and nervous system. We talked about the sensitivity of the tissue related to the epithelium of the gut, how the gut-brain connection is so very important. Hey, one last thing. We have just a couple of minutes left, Dr. King, with the Healing Revolution. The birth control issue. There's a story here out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer talking about the Depo-Provera birth control shots, and they're talking about it doubling the risk of breast cancer in women. I want to see these women normalize, their endocrine system normalize. We've talked about specific remedies. I want you to review them very quickly, if you may.
Oh, my. Yes. You know, gosh, every time we try to chemically control something in our body, we really are dealing with a delicate system that is really messing things up. And doubling the – oh, it only doubles your risk of cancer. Yeah. Why not take it? Come on. Guys, it sounds like a drug-pushing thing here. With the harmful effects of standard medications, they're exceeding the harmful effects of the illegal drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And backwards about that there, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, and even the harmful aspect of the disease itself. They're superseding it so that, you know, you're looking for help and you're going in and getting worse. So what can we do to normalize endocrine function in women? I know there's a menopause formula for women in that life transition. What about women that are trying to work for regulating the menstrual cycle? That would be a big one as well.
Yes, if you find that your menstrual cycle is irregular, there's a menstrual cramps and irregularities formula is a wonderful product that actually brings stability and balance. Whether maybe your periods are too heavy, maybe they're too light, maybe they're just not regular. These type of things, it works wonders on helping bring to balance. It's because homeopathy is correcting your regulatory mechanism,
yes,
and not just trying to chemically bully your body around.
That's a great way to put it, being a chemical bully. You know, they have all these programs from the federal, stop the bullying. Well, all right, stop the pharmaceutical bullying. Call Frank Dr. King, and we'll help you get past that. And, of course, normalizing, especially the women that recognize like a story like this that says, man, double my risk of breast cancer. Maybe I should rethink this birth control thing. How do we normalize something from the chemical state back to, we can accelerate that through utilizing a menstrual cycle type remedy.
That's correct, Robert. You know, the PMS formula is a wonderful product. And I tell you, no matter what your age, you know, sometimes if there's symptoms associated with menopause, whether you're 30 years old or 50 years old, you do want to consider taking that. I know my wife, who's 51 and still has regular cycling.
And she looks like she's in her 30s, Dr. King.
She started taking menopause in her 30s, and that's been just a wonderful remedy for her. And it's kept her young and beautiful and just is a wonderful balance for her. And we still have to be careful that we don't have more babies.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yes, that's right. As my wife says, we've got two. That's enough. Stay away. But we love them dearly, as you know, and we're trying to raise them right and grow them organically and all the things that we do here, as you do as well. And we appreciate you so much. And I hope that you make King Bio part of your family wherever you are out there. Give them a call at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Healthcare providers out there, call up and say, hey, how do I plug in to the seminar June 2nd and 3rd in Asheville? And bring your family up to the hotel. It's a nice resort area. If you like golf, that's great. But the kids love swimming in the pool. There's hiking. There's all kinds of awesome stuff to do in Asheville. I hope that you all can make it. Dr. King, another great healing revolution.
Indeed, and the revolution is truly here, and what a opportune time to be a part of it. We don't have to become victims of disease anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, we got a lot more healing to do. Dr. Lynn Lafferty is going to join me next hour. We're going to talk about some things related to MS and the gut. So our discussion of the healing revolution does continue. In the meantime, say thanks again to Dr. King and King Bio. And remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Spider Pig.
Does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, we can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider pig.
I love Homer Simpson, but why? Why spider pig? Well, actually, that would be a genetically modified pig, would it not? Crossing a spider and a pig? I think so. GMO spider pig.
They've already done that with goats.
They have. That's right. The spider silk coming from goat's milk. That's right.
That's right.
And, of course, Antonio asked the question about the GMOs, clearing the GMOs from your gut. I would not recommend eating something called EnviroPig, the genetically modified pig from Canada. Did you hear about this, Don?
I did, and thank goodness that they decided not to continue this research. But apparently, the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network was happy to hear that these scientists at the University of something, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Guelph. Canadian University had developed a controversial genetically modified pig called EnviroPig.
So we got to modify the
superhero.
The song. We got to modify the song. EnviroPig.
Right. Apparently, they've closed down the active research on what would have become the first genetically modified food animal approved in the world. So EnviroPig will not be on your plate next week.
And we're not shedding any tears. I think that I guess it would give new meaning to the word Canadian bacon if we had GMO Canadian bacon. That wouldn't be good. And we could turn them into genetically modified hockey pucks, maybe, then we'd use them. But even then, I'm a little suspect.
EnviroPig, they say here in the article, EnviroPig was engineered using genetic material from a mouse to reduce phosphorus in the pig's feces. So that's where the Enviro comes from on the pig. It was they used genetic material from a mouse to make the pig's poo-poo better.
Less phosphorus. Amazing.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure Al Gore had something to do with that. I like the name of that group. It's interesting. Canadian Biotechnology Action Network, C-BAN, because that's what they did. They basically C-BAN before it could come out and destroy all of us, the science fiction pigs from Canada coming over. Now we might have a use for the 40 caliber hollow point bullets for Homeland Security. I mean, they targeted Enviro pigs.
So three cheers for C-BAN.
Yep.
They did succeed in getting rid of Enviro pig, but apparently now that they're done with Enviro pig, they're turning their attention to the other genetically modified animal, which we've talked about in the past, which is still under review by the Canadian government, which is the GM Atlantic salmon.
Right. I can't remember what it was they were crossing with what to make the Atlantic salmon genetically modified.
Another type of fish. I can't remember what it was, but it was, I believe it was Aqua Bounty was the name of the company.
Oh, right. It wasn't Aqua Booty or Aqua Buddha.
No.
That was a Rand Paul thing they tried to get them on, but no, Aqua Booty or a Bounty, whatever. But GM Atlantic salmon, we don't know.
Envirofish?
Envirofish, yes. Envirofish. Yeah. Omega-3s, we don't know. They glow in the dark up there in Canada.
Right.
Bizarre stuff, man. Hey, man, we got Dr. Lynn Lafferty coming up in studio. She's getting ready to come in from the green room, so to speak, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very excited to have her back on board. And we'll be talking about the MS issue because she had a patient. And listen to this. Anybody that knows anybody with neurodegeneration diseases, we're going to be talking about the relationship to gut health, gut ecology, which is it any wonder why one of my favorite subjects here is restoring the integrity of the gut. I mean, some people say, you talk too much about guts, man. I hate your guts, Robert. Stop it. Enough already. No, they don't do that. I love your guts, Robert. Oh, gross. That's so gross. But really, the gut health, the gut feeling, the gut signaling, all of that, the second brain, we really need to get further into that and recognize why it is also important to reverse the damaging impact of modern medicine. I mean, how many people do you know, Don, that they talked about being on Nexium or Prevacid, purple pills, yellow stripe purple pills to stop stomach acid production?
Absolutely. And this is some of the stuff that I've been actually dealing with my dad on.
Yeah.
Now, talking about hating your guts, he hated his own guts about a week ago when he came down with C. diff. So,
Oh, yeah.
you know, there, There's a lot of stuff going on in the gut, and it doesn't take much just to upset the balance of things in there, and then you're in the hospital for a week.
Well, and that's the irony, too, is all that we're doing in modern medicine to squash the symptoms of the gastrointestinal tract has literally given rise to the C. diff infection, which they're so freaked out about, they wanted to put your dad in quarantine over it.
Yeah, he was. He was in isolation, and of course, their solution to the problem, the strongest antibiotics known to man.
Yeah.
Iatrogenic, to cure a problem that was caused by antibiotics.
Iatrogenic isolation. So in other words, they give you the drugs that give you the bugs that then make them have to say, I'm sorry, we're going to lock you up. Isn't this amazing? Right.
Just give you more drugs to create more bugs. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Super Don, thanks for another great week of broadcasting. Even though you're remote, I'm looking forward to when you're back in studio, and we got that coming up. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. Remember to say thank you to all our wonderful, lovely sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. 866-939-BELL is the number. RobertScottBell.com is the website. We got the Sunday show coming up after today, of course. We go live with GCN and then back at it with Advanced Medicine Monday. But before that, we got Dr. Lynn Lafferty coming up on the program. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enterfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't always get to have in studio guests, but when I do, I like it to be Dr. Lynn Lafferty. She's wonderful. Absolutely. She teaches pharmacy students. She does all kinds of holistic health, integrative type medicine, especially addressing nutrition, probiotics, gastrointestinal health. We had her in here before with Liam. Right now, it's just Dr. Lynn and me here in studio. Or should I say Dr. Lynn and I? My wife always gets me on the, how do you speak, Robert? You're on radio. Come on. Don't you know how to talk? Anyway, Lynn, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all get the gist. Thank you. It's good to be back here.
Good to have you back. Now, one of the things we had planned to do today was to have a patient of yours who had been suffering with MS. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it, but I think it'd be worthwhile to go through to start the story of something that is considered largely impossible by Western medicine, that you could reverse MS, because they do some very powerful drugs that can suppress some of the symptoms, but in fact, very liver toxic, not easy. The side effects are horrific, horrendous. I've seen reversals of MS with different nutritional therapies and even utilizing silver we could talk about. But I think with all of the neurodegenerative diseases out there, if there's a sliver of hope, we want to bring it out. And based on clinical observation as well, because that's where really the healing is happening. What you see is real. So, Dr. Lynn, what do you think?
Well, one of the things that we're finding, and it's been in the literature for a long time, not with MS so much as it is with rheumatoid arthritis, but that the possibility of intestinal flora being involved in all of the autoimmune diseases. So basically what we think that we're seeing is that it used to be to look at anaerobic bacteria, which most of your gut flora is anaerobic bacteria. And that means that when it hits the air, the bacteria dies. So the way it used to, they used to try to see if you had that was you would defecate, poop, yeah, and then you'd put it on your petri dish, and probably most of it would be dead. But now with PCR technology, it doesn't matter if the bacteria is dead, they can look at the DNA of the bacteria. And they're finding all sorts of exciting things in this field. Not only that, but also what they're talking about with MS is they're talking about the fact that it may not be the microorganism itself, because they're wondering how could the microorganism actually go past the blood-brain barrier itself versus is it sending some type of a signal, or is it cause that, and is that that signal causing B cells and T cells to start attacking the myelin sheath in the brain and other areas. So it's really, really exciting field. All of the autoimmune diseases, which autoimmune, the way it's described, if you looked on, I believe, like Googled it or something, is a disease that just happens and we don't know why it happens.
It's a random act of whatever we don't know.
Right.
Don't you love that about the high degreed intelligentsia, where they will say that we own and control, we have a monopoly on the treatment of disease, yet we have no clue what causes these diseases. And so why would you go to people that are clueless about the cause of disease to treat your disease? I mean, isn't it right, kind of weird?
And also, you know, what's interesting is when you look in the package insert of how the drug works, the most of it, the time, it says, we don't know how that works either.
Yeah, so yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, even something as simple and ubiquitous as aspirin, they don't fully understand all the mechanisms of action, and yet they complain, well, that herb, we can't use that because we don't know how it works. Well, dude, you don't know how your own drugs work.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they do or they don't really know how their own drugs work. Because maybe if they told us how they work, then we could figure out something. I don't know. So, yeah. But they say they don't know how they work. So,
well, I mean, you're in a pharmacist?
Yeah, I'm a pharmacist. A doctor of pharmacy, pharmacist. Yep.
Yeah. So if you talk about pharmacology, pharmacognosy, all of these things, one of the things that I've respected the pharmacy profession, if you will, is that you actually know more about the medicines that are prescribed than most of the doctors.
Right.
And so in that sense, when people are worried about, well, will I have an interaction? What are the effects? What are the side effects? I say, don't talk to your doctor about it. I mean, not literally, you know, but right. I say, go to your pharmacist. Get to a pharmacist. Establish rapport with someone, because they, if they don't know, darn it, I don't know how they got their degree, but the point is they're supposed to know a lot more about
right.
that.
And I used to tell people 20 years ago, I would say, you know, pay a dollar extra for that prescription instead of going to a corporate pharmacy. Have a relationship with your pharmacist. It's really important. They are just a plethora of knowledge. And they most pharmacists just love to help people. And, you know, for years, the pharmacists have always been named the number one most trusted person, yes, in the country. So most of the time, they love to help you, and they will tell you the truth. So, yeah.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Lynn Lafferty, of course, good friend of the program here, and Liam Sheff, who's not in studio today. But we miss Liam, of course, but he comes on from time to time from disparate locales around planet Earth. Right now, the big organic apple, because he's there. But Dr. Pharmacy, naturopathic doctor, clinical nutritionist, currently with the Integrative Health and Wellness Clinic, and teaches in the pharmacy school at Nova Southeastern University. And, you know, Liam and I went and saw you there speaking to the students on gastrointestinal issues. And it was stunning because you were giving this PowerPoint that had so many documented, reference, peer-reviewed literature citations that, you know, these students were looking around going, wow, I guess this is not so crazy to talk about gastrointestinal health and flora.
Right. Yeah. And when they find out that, you know, most of your serotonin is made there, and most of the immune system, and tyrosine, which makes your other neurotransmitters like dopamine and epinephrine and norepinephrine, it's so exciting to them because they haven't learned this. And mm-hmm. I find it kind of interesting, you know, the textbook we used was called Guyton's Textbook of Physiology, and they don't have one mention in their GI section about the microorganisms, but yet it does so many things. So physicians don't know about these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to get back to that, literally the people are having to educate their physicians or motivate them to become educated, because so many of the patients coming in now know more than the doctors about nutrition, and that's embarrassing. Now, the nutrition, or let's say the doctors that I bring onto this program, typically are very well versed in it, and many have gone outside of their training to get it, to integrate, to learn, oh my gosh, the drugs I thought were the only way to go, definitely not the only way to go. In fact, in many cases, never the way to go. So there is a transformation on in that profession. And you are, in many ways, in my mind, are leading the way, because as you know, a pharmacist in naturopathic medicine, nutrition, they're looking to you, much like these students are now coming up and saying, we're going into a profession that may not be there in the same way, because people are abandoning it, even among the, well, let's say, with Obamacare, this idea of Obamacare, whether it's constitutional or not, the forceful participation in a system that people are going, screw it, I'm not, you can try it, you can shoot me, I'm not joining you, because your medicine is as dangerous or more dangerous than a gun with a bullet.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's really something. Yeah. Well, you know, I've also been very blessed because I've worked with older pharmacists who are now in their 70s, who were educated back in the 50s. And there weren't so many drugs back then. And, you know, back then, vitamins and herbs and those things, there weren't health food stores really back then. It all came out of the pharmacy. So the pharmacists used to know these things. We used to take a year of pharmacognosy, how the plants work and things like that. So many of us are really trying to get that back added into the curriculum so that the students can learn just what the pharmacist knew 50 years ago. So, right. You know, yeah.
So if we go back into the gut, and I think I want to spend some more time talking to you about it, and we'll get into the patient that recovered from MS. My experience in, you know, researching on the neurological degradation diseases, there's a lot of heavy metal toxicity associated with it. A lot of times they'll say aluminum and Alzheimer's. I think it's more than just aluminum. I think mercury is probably the number one critical component because of how toxic and how overwhelmingly ubiquitous, even in small quantities, it is. That, as you know, so ubiquitousness is the word of the day suddenly. What is that? Ubiquity. Why? I don't know. Sometimes these words just come out. But the fact that it seems seemingly everywhere, we've talked in terms of the silver fillings that are not silver, they're mostly mercury. The mercury in the shots that are still in the shots, even the mercury free shots contain mercury in the subcomponents that they're not labeling. The CFL, the new light bulbs that are environmental, but if you break them, mercury everywhere. And I've talked to people that are working in these places where they sell these light bulbs, break them all the time. Pallets come in broken. Are they calling hazmat teams? No. How much mercury exposure is there? How much more neurological degradation in the autism spectrum that we see? But how it all affects the gut ecology. these heavy metals, right, too. I mean, that's where we always think in terms of the end neurological stage. But what about the interim stage of getting there through the from the outside world to the inside world through the gut?
Yeah, there's so many things right now going on. You've got all those toxic metals like you talked about. We've got GMO food. There's a great publication in a scientific journal with 40 different studies they looked at where a lot of the gut flora was disrupted in the animals that they were testing. We're now seeing animals not being able to reproduce because of GMO foods. So we've got that going on. Then we've also got lots of different types of chemicals and things that are being added to our food that the body doesn't know what to do with. So we're under attack from many different ways. And then at the same time, a lot of our good foods seem to be that have the good bacteria are being taken away from us. Mm. Like the big milk fight you've had with
the raw milk dairy.
Versus
pasteurized milk, right? The fear, of course, is that you'll get something, some microbe that's going to jump up and just destroy you outright. Yet the way that they make factory farmed milk is so horrific that these animals are diseased. And in order to make it fit for human consumption, they have to pasteurize it just to kill all the things that are in it. Whereas in the raw, fresh, organic type pasture fed, grass fed cows, the bacterial balance there is something that very rarely does it create illness unless you're not storing it properly or, you know, other issues of transport as such. And of course, throughout human history, all milk has been consumed in its raw state. Only in the 20th century did this idea of pasteurization, a wrongheaded kind of concept, based on this Louis Pasteur guy who says the germ could kill us, rather than recognizing it's the terrain that gives rise to the germs that could kill us if that terrain is altered or toxic.
Right. Yeah. And I just, you know, I think I talked before, my grandmother had a farm, and of course we had raw milk from that farm, but she inspected our poop. My father said the same thing that she did with him, because she knew how important the gut was.
Yeah.
They knew that.
And we know that, too. Let's take a gut check or a break. How about that? Yes, we're going to take a break here. The Healing Revolution continues. Dr. Lynn Lafferty is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll let you know how to connect with her if you need some help locally. If you're in the South Florida area, stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
The healing revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special Healing Fridays that we do. I want to say thanks to Dr. Frank King, who was on earlier, as he is on every Friday show. And, of course, Dr. Lynn Lafferty right now, drlynnlafferty.com, drlynnlafferty.com. If that's too fast, go to the website, Robert Scott Bell Show Notes at robertscottbell.com. The link is there. By the way, if you'd like to see Dr. Lynn Lafferty, in fact, we had some calls from listeners before came to see you with great results. 305 is the area code, 450-0325. I'm sorry, 305-450-0325. So this patient with MS, how did she find you? I mean, she must have been lost in a maze of medicine at this point.
Actually, she found me through a chiropractor that I work with. So I work very closely with other health professionals because I believe it's a team approach, including physicians, you know, and sometimes we need drugs as well. So, you know, I really love using a team approach when I work with people if it's necessary.
Okay. So through a doctor of chiropractic, of course, they really understand a different perspective of the nerve pathways, nervous system, nerve interference, and they're a non-drug type approach. So opening up to you now, an MS patient comes to you. Had she been on any of the traditional allopathic medicines by the time she saw you?
Oh, yeah. She was on the allopathic medicine when she came to me. Absolutely.
Like what? Do you remember what she was on?
Yeah. The big one is Tysabri that they give them, which is a tumor necrosis factor inhibiting drug.
So in doing so, there are probably some other unintended consequences of that medicine.
Well, if you look at the package insert, it'll say things like, you know, it breaks down the immune system. So basically anything when you've got a broken down immune system like tuberculosis and lots of other infectious conditions, including cancer, can evolve from those drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting when you see a side effect that says tuberculosis and you're thinking, wait, isn't that like a mycobacterium? I mean, is it on the pill, right?
Right?
You say, or they say hepatitis may cause hepatitis C. It's like, wait a second. Don't you have to, is it on the pill, right? You ask these questions. You start saying, wait a second, maybe it is an internal milieu issue. Again, the environment, you alter it to such a degree that suddenly you give rise to these microbial life forms that may not necessarily have to be caught.
Well, yes. And I think that I know when I was in school, we learned they were in our body, but they were looking for the opportune to be able to express themselves.
Exactly.
So when you're lowering
express
the...
Express yourself. Is that Madonna, right? Oh, don't do that.
I'm going to try to really put in... When I speak, I'll try to put in phrases from songs so you can
sing along.
It's really... It's enjoyable.
I love that. Well, no, making me happy here is that we're traveling down a road of an MS patient like many out there that may not have traveled to say, okay, yes, I've been on that medicine. You know, the docs put me on that. What do? I don't want to go down and destroy my immune system. And then what happens? So she comes to see you. Do you immediately say, get off the drug?
No, I never say. I can't tell people to get off their drugs. Now, if people choose to get off their drugs themselves, I may be able to help them. But, you know, she had seen a big difference when we started working together. And then this is a once a month drug. So she actually went to her physician, her neurologist, and said, I'm really considering stopping this drug. What do you think? And the doctor thought it was a good idea. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, you've been on this for a long time. Why don't you stop it and see what happens? One of the biggest things, well, a couple of things. When I took a great training at up at Metametrics, it's a laboratory in Atlanta that's actually doing some of this testing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, they were the ones that look at the DNA, and they were finding all these microbes. But they also found that the natural antibiotics work better in many cases than the regular antibiotics do.
You're talking about botanicals now?
I'm talking about botanicals, colloidal silver, mm-hmm. Things like cat's claw, oregano oil, garlic.
Right.
All of those types of things that have antimicrobial activity. So what we find, a couple of things, is that, by the way, when you buy these things, you know, if you buy them in a regular drugstore, the botanicals or the herbs and things, most of the time they may not have the right part to the drug, or they may not have the right the herb in it. They may not have the right quantity of
the
herb.
We're talking to a pharmacist.
Yeah.
You hear that, drug? Well, I mean, technically.
No, no. Herbs are not drugs. If FDA people are listening,
right,
they're food supplements. And
yes,
they're protected under the Dietary Act of 1994. There you go.
But I think it's funny, though, the very language that is controlled by Big Brother, if you will, Big right. FDA Brother, who says, oh my gosh, if an herb can actually do something, it's mm-hmm. now a drug. Right.
Right.
So it's semantics, yes, but it is also about the control, the pharmacological control of all of planet Earth and here in the United States. So if we're looking at these antimicrobials, to your point, is that look out in the mass market. It may not be as valuable and comprehensive a botanical right. tool for you versus those that you get from reputable natural kind of product manufacturers and companies and health food stores and natural pharmacies really dedicated to quality.
Right, exactly. Not just, yes, that's a very well put.
Yes,
yes.
I have to well put stuff.
You well put things, yeah.
So
is there a song you can break into?
No, no well put songs. I don't know. So we go from, all right, we pull off the drug. She wants to come off. The doc agrees. Now we're looking at antimicrobial substances from the natural world because we do recognize there's a microbial interface in MS and neurological degradation. I've seen fungal species, viral activity, and bacterial activity, pathogenic bacterial activity. So we want to cool that down. You mentioned silver as well. Excellent. Now, what about nutrient deficiencies? Did you see any evidence of this in MS particularly?
Well, anybody that's been on those type of drugs for a long time, no matter who they are, they're going to have deficiencies. And this is one of the places I'm really starting with the pharmacist, is looking at the nutrients that are depleted by medications. Because, okay, if you're on a medication and you need to be on this medication for some reason, I think it's above and beyond the standard of care of looking at how do you supplement things. A great example over at Nova, our number one drug we give out is birth control pills, obviously.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And I mean, let's alter all your hormones here.
Right.
You don't need those in balance, of course.
And
not.
It depletes your folate and uh-huh. your B6. So we offer folate and B6 to supplement that. And our second drug that's sold is antidepressants. And we know that B6 will cause... can be one of the factors in depression. So,
B6 deficiency.
Yeah, B6 yeah. deficiency. So anyway, it all like circles around. So they could still be on that birth control pill, but at least we're supplementing with something that may help them feel
sure,
better.
Sure, it's kind of like the danger and absurdity of statin drugs, of course, destroying any ability of the body to utilize coenzyme Q10, have it.
Right.
Which is a mitochondrial issue, energy. There's so many disastrous consequences. And of course, if you're on a TNF-inhibiting drug with immunosuppressant activity or many other meds, you're going to deplete selenium levels, which are already deficient in most of the American population because the soils are deficient, and much of this is refined out of the foods that Americans eat. And,
right.
of course, that's a critical deficiency for me as well when I look at these things. Very much dependent upon selenium to produce glutathione, to have the metallothionines bind out heavy metals and such. So we look at these things, and it's common sense, really, if you think about it. But common sense has been lacking in the medical profession for a long time. No comment? All right. No comment. So we've struck on the common sense deficiency disease in allopathic medicine.
I have a lot of friends that are doctors.
No, we're not naming names, no. Right? We didn't say anybody, right? I know you're thinking of somebody, but no. That's why she went quiet. Anyway, all right. So on this process and progress here, we've got a few more minutes this segment. We'll talk about this MS patient. Right. And so we look at, balancing out the immune system, reducing microbial burden, all things without intoxicating the patient. Nutrient deficiencies, we want to restore things that may obviously be missing. What other things on her pathway to health or healing and reversal did you encounter or come across?
Well, a couple of things, but let's go back to the gut for one second. I think the most important concept with the gut is the pH. And the pH of the stomach needs to be between 1 and 2. That high acidic gut will actually kill a lot of bad microbes. So if that is lacking, which we see, by the way, with one of the top-selling drugs, which is Nexium and all the proton pump inhibitors.
Drugs, yeah.
Right. So that's important.
Dr. Lynn, this is really important because I never heard of Clostridium difficile until the last number of years, right? Going up through the 90s, hearing about, of course, MRSA and Candida and different things like that. Even Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori, we heard about. But now suddenly in the 2000s, this rise of C. diff infection. And I'm thinking, where did this come from? And I was looking, when did they introduce these proton pump inhibiting drugs? And suddenly you see this cascade of the rise of new microbes or microbes that were really never problematic, including C. diff. You alter the gut pH, as you just said, stomach and gut, you are going to give rise to microbial life forms that are not going to be too friendly to you.
Yeah, and there's a great article that was in a study, Clinical Infectious Disease 2002, Gastrointestinal Microflora Studies in Late Onset Autism. They were talking about, and late onset just means that it was at 18 or 24 months that they saw the children get autism. But what they were talking about in this article was the fact of all the different, there's 25 different strains of Clostridia, and they were talking about how the Clostridium actually interacts with the intestinal lining. So it's a really important concept with Clostridium. And
can exacerbate the leaky gut scenario?
Well, yeah, of course, because it's the thing that's interacting with the gateway, which is the
The interface between the outside and inside world, certainly.
Right.
It's like what is allowed to pass through, nutrients or microbes.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Heavy metals, large macromolecules and proteins that create autoimmunity, hyperimmunity. That, you're right. I mean, that's the interface. And we do our level best in Western medicine to destroy it. I don't know if that's the intent, but the result is the result. Through microbial drugs, antimicrobial drugs like antibiotics, but even vaccines now, where we see a lot of the damage occurring within the gastrointestinal lining as a primary assault on the body.
Well, and go back to the GMO food, because I was just talking, I was just listening to Jeffrey Smith, Dr. Jeffrey Smith, which I'm sure you've had him
on. Oh, yes.
And he's
wonderful.
Fabulous. Talking about in the United States now, the rumens of the cow is so thin that they're actually having to import casing for sausages from New Zealand, where they don't feed them GMO food.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty amazing. So this barrier, the gut is so brilliant, and they're calling it the second brain. It's got more neurons than your brain.
Isn't that amazing?
How many times have we said, "Ooh, that doesn't feel good in my gut," when we meet somebody or we go to something that looks dangerous or whatever? So our gut has all this intelligence inside of it. And now what we're finding is that when this gut goes out of balance, we don't really know how, but we know when it goes out of balance that it can cause all these different autoimmune conditions. And going back to the pH, it's the whole idea that the pH of the gut needs to be six. I'm sorry, of the, yeah, the gut, the intestine needs to be six, and the stomach, a pH of 1 or 2, that will inhibit the bad guys from growing.
Right.
So one of the things I do, used a supplement company called...
Oops, stand by. This is the cliffhanger. When we come back, we're going to get to that secret. Could the gut be the key, the linchpin to reverse neurological degradation like MS. Dr. Lynn Lafferty is my guest here on the Healing Revolution Friday. We're going to wrap it up together like nowhere else in media after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, now it's time to spoil the surprise and the suspense. Not spoil it. We're going to satiate you with great information here. Dr. Lynn Lafferty continues with me now, wrapping up the Healing Revolution Friday. DrLynnLafferty.com. The links are up at RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to see her and you're in southern Florida, 305 area code 450-0325. She's terrific. She can really help you out. Dr. Lynn, where were you going with the gastrointestinal recovery?
Okay. Well, one of the things I like to use is a product from a company called Standard Process, which is called Zymex, which will really bring the gut into the right pH level is what I find. But there's foods that you can do that with. So we know lactobacillus is a good microbe. And why is it called lacto is because it produces lactic acid. So what we find is when you eat a lot of commercial foods, usually the pH in the gut will actually go up. So it's too basic and it needs to be more acidic. So lactic acid is what helps acidify to make the right pH. So The bacteria are making their own environment. The good bacteria make their own environment to which to live. So
it's more than just throwing something in, but if you have the right balance, they can reestablish the healthy terrain or help your body to do so. Right. Very important. It's not just about throwing a zillion trillion things in there. We really want to establish the good, healthy balance so that they can grow and flourish and overwhelm any of the so-called microbial pathogens that no longer will be received so hospitably.
Right. So that's why we were talking earlier about the raw milk, because the raw milk actually has those microflora in that. And also things like raw vinegar. Vinegar will acidify.
The apple cider vinegar that's so popular. Right. So many Dr. Braggs has that kind of thing.
Now, I say this with trepidation because then what I find is people run to
They go overboard.
Right.
They?
And you can actually go overboard with too much fermentation too. So sure. I want to say balance is always the key.
But yeah, see,
in the
this
body,
is not the Dr. Oz show. It's the Robert Scott Bell show. We do balance here.
Right.
You know? Whereas people hear Dr. Oz and they freak out and they go empty the store shelves of anything he brings up.
Right. Right? Exactly.
And it's like we always principles underlying it. And that's the terrain.
Right.
You know, I've utilized the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for many years with great success, recoveries
excellent.
Where there weren't possible. I've utilized the silver and aloe protocol for a number of years now to reestablish the healthy terrain, much like we restore epithelial integrity out here. In modern medicine, they use silvadine because it's a silver-based medicine. Mm-hmm. We utilize a pure and active form of silver that will get into the gut along with aloe to help restore integrity and restore, let's say, connective tissue integrity. That's why I also increase silicon or silica intake in people that come to see me or they hear me.
So again, horsetail.
I'm sorry?
I love
the
horsetail.
The horsetail extract, yeah. We utilize the concentrate of the tea into a tablet so people can take enough, more than they could normally drink.
Right.
So we can really reestablish the terrain there. Yesterday I talked about the damage to the connective tissue caused by antibiotics, particularly the fluoroquinolones, the levoquin, that kind of thing.
Right.
They talked about detached retina because connective tissue.
Right.
So in the connective tissue of the epithelium, also a big problem.
Also, the eye, people, you know, going back to the eye.
Yes.
Fat. The eye is high in fat content, and these good guys make these short-chain fatty acids. So that's really important, too. So the fat that's absorbed into the body. Then also used, usually I will alternate using different antimicrobial type things from foods. So, again, I use MediHerb because I know that their herbs have been tested for purity and also the quantity, and they get the organic or wild herbs are the best. So things like golden seal, they have an enteric coated garlic that I like. Then the garlic can get into the intestine. All different kinds of cat's claw. There's just all sorts of different things. St. John's wort is amazing for viruses. It also helps the nervous system. And there's been many studies showing that it's a good antidepressant to boot.
Yep.
The biggest problem with St. John's wort is you have to look at some of the drugs that you're taking and make decisions if you're on drugs.
Sure, there is some drug interactivity, although I'm more concerned about the toxicity of the drugs than I am of St. John's wort. But it's a good point. As a pharmacist, as you say, we've got to know how these things interact so we don't cause additional risk. The drugs are risky enough as it is.
Well, and the other thing that's just incredible, we talked a little bit about this before when I was on, is going back to the gallbladder and the bile salts, because the bile salts, number one, are there to saponify fat so that they help break down fat and they help absorb fat. So fat is needed in everywhere in the body, number one. Then the second thing that the bile acids do is they help the for you to poop. Mm-hmm. And most of these people with these chronic degenerative diseases, probably 90% at least, are constipated. And when you ask them if they're constipated, they'll say, oh, no, I'm not constipated. I go at least once a week.
Yeah.
We have to first describe what is constipation.
Right.
You know, if you're not going twice a day, you're constipated, I would say. So, that's really important. So, how do you digest your fat? And then there's a study out the effects of bile acids on intestinal microflora, and it shows that the bile acids actually will inhibit some of the bad microflora to grow. So that's important. So are you going to the bathroom? That's number one. What's the pH of your gut? Then we can get rid of using natural antimicrobials to get rid of some of those bad bacteria.
The bird, yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, going from the gut, so we've really covered a lot of good things for the gut. So the biggest thing then was for my patient was what makes up the nerves.
Right.
So the two things that make up your nerves is fat, mm-hmm. because the myelin sheath is covered with fat.
Yep.
And the second thing is the B vitamins. So a good whole food B vitamin or coming from an herb. And then also going back to Standard Process again, they have this thing called pre-digested fat, which even if people don't have their bile acids, a good combination of fat
sure.
will get to it. So giving back the fat and the B vitamins. Lastly was, this was the, because this lady had had MS for 20 years, was she said to me, she goes, you know I'm getting better, but I'm scared that I'm getting better.
Hmm.
And that is something that really needs to be addressed.
The emotional component of healing. Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Yeah. So she said, I said, well, you know, why you might be getting better is we're looking at balancing your gut. And here is an article that was in Science Daily about, it's called Of Bugs and Brains, Gut Bacteria Affect Multiple Sclerosis. And that's from Science Daily in 7/2010 that mm-hmm. it was published. So very excellent article talking about all this. So now we're getting her gut, the microflora and the gut balanced.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting good fat on board and we're getting B vitamins on board. Now we have to deal with the psychological issues. Now she has this article that she actually took to her doctor to discuss with him, which was great. And they had a great discussion about it. And because he was amazed, her leg, she only really has it in one leg,
mm-hmm.
is getting stronger. And he was really amazed by that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next thing is the brain. Do we want to have disease? And that's some of the things, what does a disease bring to us that we have to think
sure.
about for ourselves? Are the psychological issues going? And it's okay if you want it to have a disease. I mean, are we thinking about that from a conscious perspective or not? You
right.
know?
Yeah. Bringing that into the consciousness to recognize that many of these ailments become our identity and they're a comfort to
right.
us. Because there's some emotional, if I'd call it defect, it's not doing it in a judgment way, but an injury, a wound, for
right.
instance, that plays itself out. And the fear of not having that is suddenly more than the fear mm-hmm. of having it.
Right.
And so people come to me over the years who I, after a while, you begin to suspect they really don't want to be well. They don't like the suffering. They say, relieve my suffering, but they're not into the wellness. Where there's a difference between just mere relief and healing.
Right. And I believe that that's from a they're coming from a non-conscious perspective. I know for myself, when as a kid, I got sick a lot. And I know you talk about this because a lot of us that got here got sick a lot and we got
That's
sick
we
of
were,
being sick
we
and we
motivated.
Found a good
yeah.
way, you know. Whenever I was sick, my favorite grandmother, who was just unconditional love, oh, let me fix your soup and, you know, let me put, is the pillow okay? And is the TV okay for you? I mean, it was just all this 100% wonderful attention.
Yeah.
And looking back at it, I know I got sick a lot just so I could have my grandmother's attention.
Love,
and give myself attention because,
yeah.
you know, my parents were all about work.
Sure.
So anyway, so we have to look at that. And right now, she's gotten much better. She could hardly walk with a cane 8 months ago. Now she hardly uses the cane, but she's still using the cane. So we talked about this. I've been talking to her about this 2 or 3 months, and she went to another type of chiropractor, and he told her, you know, the same thing. I said, you know, you need to learn to rewalk
mm-hmm.
because at this point, the crutch is a crutch, right?
Yes,
probably. Because
yes.
her leg is better. You know, it's as strong as her other leg now.
Sure.
And she's been using this cane for 12 years. So
mm-hmm.
it's a total psychological thing that needs to be broken.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Lynn Lafferty, you're an absolute treasure and joy. I love having you here in studio or wherever we can get you on. Those who'd like to learn more about overcoming not only this, but many things. And if you're in South Florida, you can actually come see her. But her website, we've got it linked at the blog. drlynnlafferty.com. Also, the phone number, 305-450-0325. She has information about how to get some of the things she talked about as well. And, you know, I mentioned these, we both mentioned the omega-3 essential fats as well. And I mentioned silica also for the nerves and for other connective tissue disorders. Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy has that. You can call him at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Also, Dr. Kleinsmith. Dr. K is great with the colostrum. We talked a little bit about that, the regeneration of tissue utilizing the colostrum. So another option for you, Immune Tree colostrum. Listen, we got to rock and roll here. I can't wait to have you back on, though. This is awesome.
Thanks. I always loved talking to you and being around you. You're such good energy.
Well, you helped me ramp up the healing revolution even higher. Thanks again to Dr. King. Thanks. Thank you to all of you. Please spread the word about the healing revolution that occurs here all the time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Oh, and real quick, two more things I forgot to mention. I ran out of time here, but Brzezinski, great news on Dr. Brzezinski. The board has basically, the judge just dropped it, said that there's nothing to the charges. They've dropped them based on the ruling by the administrative law judges dismissing the majority of the case against Dr. Brzezinski. The board has sought and obtained permission to adjourn the hearing scheduled to begin on Wednesday to try and convince the judge. Basically, they've lost. I don't know how they're going to come back on this. Also, one other, and I'll cover more of that on Sunday or next week. Also, I wanted to remind you that my Nullify Now speech, my talk there in Philadelphia, is up at the 10th Amendment Center YouTube. And I've got that link in the show notes as well. Thanks for being here. And this is where we simply remind you every day that the power to heal is yours.
Is yours, yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.